Coming to you from the ReachMD studios, this is COVID-19 on the front lines. I'm Dr. Charles Turk. The following is a brief news summary on the growing number of counterfeit medicines linked to COVID-19, as reported by the BBC. Amidst the race around the world to stockpile medical supplies, China and India, which are the two largest producers, are still wrestling with the fallout from their lockdowns, which has disrupted global supply chains and resulted in a shortage of medicine. But another after effect of the lockdowns is the circulation of ineffective or adulterated drug products that are now filling the gaps in global markets. Following the World Health Organization's declaration of the coronavirus as a pandemic, Operation Pangea, Interpol's global pharmaceutical crime-fighting unit, made 121 arrests across 90 countries in just 7 days, and agents seized illegal pharmaceuticals that are estimated to be worth over $14 million. The organization's Secretary General, Jürgen Stock, said the illicit trade in such counterfeit medical items during a public health crisis shows a total disregard for people's lives. And Pranet Berdilian-Estev from the World Health Organization unit charged with cracking down on falsified medical products says, best case scenario, the fake medicines probably won't treat the disease for which they were intended. But worst case scenario, they'll actively cause harm because they might be contaminated with something toxic. But it's not just the illegal pharmaceuticals that are putting lives at risk. Like other medical supplies, prices of the raw ingredients necessary to produce many life-saving drugs have soared. One producer stated that, typically, the materials to produce the anti-malarial drug hydroxychloroquine, whose use in COVID-19 is controversial, cost about $100 a kilo. But today, the cost has increased to over $1,150 a kilo. The steep increase in cost of ingredients is thought to be due, in part, to White House briefing statements touting chloroquine and its derivative hydroxychloroquine as potential treatments. The demand, which quickly began to outpace global supply, created circumstances on which opportunists, profiteers, and other bad actors pounced. Fake chloroquine began circulating, causing one expert at the University of Oxford to issue a warning that the problem would only increase unless governments around the world present a united front. That expert, Professor Paul Newton, is quoted as saying, "We risk a parallel epidemic of substandard and falsified products." Visit bbc.com for the full story. For ReachMD, this is COVID-19 on the front lines. And as always, to add your perspectives on the fight against the global pandemic, visit us at ReachMD.com and become part of the knowledge. Thank you for listening.